What's up, family? Hope we're all doing amazing, having a blessed day. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a great day, man. I'm just excited. Welcome to the Just Third Podcast. Man, this is episode one of many episodes that are going to come out, man. I'm just excited, man. The Lord's really been placing this on my heart for a long time, to be honest with y'all. The Holy Spirit's kind of been convicting me, like, man, start this podcast, start this podcast. So I'm really starting it up. So we here now. I'm your host, John Justice. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's episode number one. And today, we got a couple of things to talk about today. We're gonna be talking about obedience to the Lord. We're gonna be talking about, how to deal with doubt, as far as like believing God for things and just doubt in your life in general. And then we're also gonna be talking about using your gifts that the Lord has given you. We all have gifts that God's given us, talents, skills, whatever the case may be. So we're gonna be talking about how to use that, like, and also how to use it like toward what your calling is. So yeah, man, we got some great topics to talk about today. Man, God is good, man. God is good. I didn't even know I was gonna be doing all this like a couple months ago, man. If you would have told me I was starting a podcast, I would have looked at you like, bro, what are you even talking about? So yeah, man, I'm just excited I'm here. This gonna be a journey, man. Y'all gonna get to know me. I'm gonna get to know you guys a little bit more. Maybe do some Q&As in the future. I definitely want to talk about my podcast and just a little bit about myself because we gonna get to know each other, like I said, during this whole process. So yeah, man, I'm not gonna keep talking about myself. We're gonna get straight into the message, and we're gonna start off with obedience, man. Obedience, bro. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I could talk about obedience for 2 hours straight if I really wanted to. So we just gonna touch a couple key points here. Because there's a lot of different things we could talk about with obedience. Obedience is not just right from wrong. While that is like a major thing about it, there's other parts of obedience that we need to keep in mind as far as our walk with God. But the first thing I'm going to talk about is the thing that many of us know, which is following God's word, following God's commandments, understanding how to live for God and how not to live for God. So we all know kind of the Ten Commandments, honor father and mother, don't steal, don't kill, all these types of stuff. But there's a lot more that goes into following God's word. Obviously, it's not just staying away from things that we all know is morally wrong. As Christians, we have to be Christ-like. And I mentioned this in another message that the word Christian means Christ-like. So I know a lot of times in this generation, or not even this generation, I don't know why I'm saying that like I'm some old head. But many times you hear people call themselves a Christian, but they ain't living nothing like Christ. Like, you know what I'm saying? They call themselves a Christian, but they out here partying, getting drunk. They out here lusting after women. They out here living all types of pride, all types of envy, all the types of things. But if we're calling ourselves a Christian, we have to be Christ-like. And obviously, we're not going to be perfect. So I'm not telling y'all to be like, yeah, you got to be exactly like Christ in every single area. Nah, because that's not realistic. We're all going to make mistakes. I make plenty of mistakes every day. But we have to be intentional about living Christ-like in our lives. As far as saying you're a Christian and not living Christ-like, many of us also, we say we love God. We say, oh yeah, I love Jesus. Like, God is good, man. Like, we hear all these types of things, but in order to say you love Jesus, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's in John 14, 15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So that's not enough just to say I love Jesus and then, man, I'm just gonna go out and just do whatever I want in life. Like, that's not how that works. We have to be obedient to the things of God. And part of the way we can be more obedient, or really the main way we can be more obedient, is spending time in God's word, man. Spending time in God's word. If you just read the Bible, it'll tell you literally how to live in every area of your life. Whether you're struggling with jealousy, whether you're struggling with depression, whether you're struggling with addiction, it could be whatever, you name it, whatever it is, whatever struggle you're dealing with, or whatever things you're trying to stay away from, just opening up God's word and really taking it serious, taking the time to read it. Not only just to read it, like, because I know a lot of us just feel like we can just read the word for 5 minutes. I'll just read a chapter when I wake up and then I'm good. I can just go about my life. I'm not saying that, but as long as you're reading the word and really reading it to understand it and taking something from it, taking notes, asking God questions, as long as you're doing that, the fruit will speak for itself. Doing that, really taking the things of God serious, you'll see a difference in your life. And I'm not just up here to judge y'all, because I'm gonna be honest with y'all, bro. A couple months ago, and I'll get into more of this, when I talk about my testimony. But a couple months ago, man, I was living just like this. Just how I'm talking about people now. I mean, I was calling myself a Christian. I was saying I love God, and then I'll go here and, be cussing or just be doing whatever I wanted. You feel me? So I understand, you know, you guys struggle with this, or I get it that it's not, you know, everyone's not where they need to be as far as their walk with God. You know, I still have plenty of growth to do myself, but you know, like I said, man, we just have to be intentional. As long as we're really getting something from the Word, we should be applying it to our lives. You know, there's the Word of God, man. It's called a living Word, man. We shouldn't be reading it and it just goes in one ear and out the other, and it's like, but God, you know, what's going on? Like, I'm reading your Word. You know, the issue is you're not fully digesting it. You're not making changes to your life. You know, I like the quote, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So we can't expect to get closer to God. We can't expect to live more like Christ if we're just, you know, constantly surrounding ourselves around people who deal with wickedness, or constantly falling into temptation, or never dropping any of the things that, you know, cause us to be led into temptation in the first place. You know, Matthew 5:30, it says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. You know, obviously that doesn't mean literally pluck your eye out and cut your hand off, but it just means to get rid of anything that causes you to fall into sin. So doing all these things, I said all this to say that, you know, that's how we can be more obedient before God. But not only just obedience, like I said, with right and wrong, but also being obedient before God when it's time to spend time with God. You know, I don't know, you know, you guys have probably all had this if you're seeking the Lord. You probably had that, you know, conviction in your heart from the Holy Spirit that's like, you know, you feel like, man, maybe I should go spend time in the Word, or maybe I should go pray. You know, that's not by accident. You don't just feel like that just to feel like that. You know, if you're born again, if you're a believer in God, you have the Holy Spirit in you. And the Holy Spirit is convicting you to spend time with Him for a reason. It's because, man, spending time in God's presence, spending time talking to God and hearing from God, that's all the wisdom you're ever going to need. You know, it literally says in the Word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you're seeking for wisdom, you shouldn't be going to other people. You shouldn't be trying to go to yourself. You shouldn't be watching YouTube videos. You can do all that stuff. It's fine taking advice from people. But if you're really seeking wisdom on every area of your life, you should be getting in the Word, man. You should be getting in the Word. But yeah, like I said, man, it's really important to be obedient when it comes to spending time with God, when it comes to spending time in prayer, spending time reading the Word, studying the Word. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, don't let your spirit quench. What does it mean by letting your spirit quench? You know, obviously, if you're letting something quench, you're letting it get thirsty. You're letting it, you know, get to the point where it feels like it needs to be replenished. And a lot of times we do that with the spirit, man. We push it off to the side. We're like, oh, I don't need to read the Word right now. I'll just do it later, or I'll just do it tomorrow. Or, you know, you may be doing something that you feel is important and you brush the things of God off to the side because you feel like what you're doing is more important than spending time with God. You know what I mean? And we can't let it get to that point. Don't let your spirit quench. Don't even let yourself get to the point where you feel bad about the amount of time you've been spending in the Word. You know what I mean? And I've been there where it's like you look up and all of a sudden, man, it's like I haven't been in the Word in like 2 or 3 weeks, man. And it's not like you meant to do that. It's not like you meant to, no, I don't want nothing to do with God. I'm not reading the Word for 3 weeks. It's not like you meant to do that. But, you know, the more you keep pushing it off, it's just the same with procrastination with anything. The more you keep pushing it off, the more you just, you know, look up and be like, man, it's been so long since I've been talking to God, since I've been hearing from God. So, yeah, don't let your spirit quench, man. Constantly, every single day, get into the Word at some point. Every single day, be talking to the Lord, you know, throughout the day. Not just one time, not just waking up and being like, God, I thank you for this day. Amen. You know, like, not just praying over your food, but talking to God, man, throughout the day. Asking God how you should live better. Asking God, you know, how can I let your will be done on earth and not my own? All these things is how we can be more obedient before God. You know, being obedient starts with, you know, seeking God first, seeking God before you even have a chance to make mistakes. You know, being obedient is not just, you know, getting into a situation where you're like, okay, I can either go through this door or this door. I don't know which one to get. You know, before you even get there, man, just being obedient in God's Word, just seeking after Him will keep you away from, you know, wrongdoings in itself. You know, the closer you are to God, the closer you're going to be to righteousness, you know, and the fruits of the Spirit. So, yeah, man. And the last thing I'm going to say about this as far as obedience is that, you know, many of us don't realize that disobedience is actually a sin. Disobedience is actually a sin. And I know what you guys are thinking. Some of y'all probably like, man, how's that a sin? I didn't actually do anything. But that's the thing. By you know, I'm not even going to say my 2 cents on it. You know, before I even say anything, I'm going to pull up a scripture real quick for y'all. Just so I can know, we don't go to, if you have your Bibles on you, I know you might be listening, but if you have your Bibles, you know, you can flip to James chapter 4. And I'm doing this right with y'all. You know, this is a one-on-one thing, man. I'm telling y'all, this is going to be real fun. So I'm actually flipping in my Bible right now to James chapter 4. And we're going to go to verse 17. So James chapter 4, 17, it says, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Now, look, I love this verse, man. I love this verse. And the reason why is because a lot of us, like I said, we think that sinning means we have to do something that's wrong before God. We have to go here and we're not supposed to. We have to say this and we're not supposed to. And while, yes, that is a sin, what it's telling us is that him who knows what to do and does not do it, that's still sinning. So let's say the Holy Spirit is telling you, man, like you feel that conviction and you're like, go read the word. And you know you're supposed to be going to read the word and you don't do it. That's a sin. You know, or let's say God is convicting you to go pray for this person. You feel like you can see this person is really having a hard time in their life. You can see this person has been really down lately. And you just feel the Holy Spirit convict you, like, go pray for them. And because of your own, you know, pride, because of the fact that you don't want to be embarrassed, you don't want people to look at you a certain way or whatever the case may be, so you decide not to pray for them, you know, that's a sin. So part of being obedient before God is, you know, doing what God is telling you to do, not falling into this disobedience because you feel like what your way or what you want to do is more important than what God wants to do. So, yeah, man, being obedient is so important, bro. Disobedience is a sin. And once I realized that kind of changed my perspective a little bit, because it's like, man, sinning isn't just what you do. It's how obedient you are before God. So, yeah, man, I think that's really important, man. We have to really be obedient before God. And it takes some time. I'm not saying, like I said, you got to be perfect. I'm not saying that all these things that I'm telling you, okay, it's just going to click. It's just going to click instantly like that. And tomorrow, you know, I'm running away from all these things and I'm being 100% perfect and pure. You know, that's not what I'm saying, because it's a process. And like I said, I still make mistakes, y'all. I still make mistakes. But, man, I'm telling y'all, the more you're being obedient before God, you'll see the fruits in your own life. You'll see things just happen. You'll see doors open up for you that you don't even know how they opened. It's just like the Lord is just guiding you and directing you in every area. And that's why it says, in the fear of the Lord, you know, is the beginning of wisdom. Because God's wisdom and God's understanding is 100 million times more than we could even imagine. You know, it says in Ephesians 3:20, the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. So if you think your way is right, if you think what you're chasing after and getting on your own is good, bro, imagine what could happen if you just be obedient to God, if you're just faithful to God through good and hard seasons. I know it's going to be some seasons where you're like, God, I don't even know what you're doing in my life. Like, God, what's happening? You know, I know there's some seasons where, and I'm going to get into that, because that has to do with doubt. So I'm not even going to get ahead of myself, because we're going to be talking about doubt next. But yeah, man, just be obedient before God, man. I promise y'all see a difference in your life. Doubt. So we're going to get right into doubt, man. Doubt is something else that many of us believers struggle with. And I get it, because, you know, as humans, we want to feel like everything is in control. We want to feel like we have the answers to everything. Like, I don't want to go down this path unless I know what's on the other side of it. You know what I'm saying? So doubt is something that many of us struggle with. And this is actually something that's been on my heart for a reason. I think I saw a comment about this too, where it's like, you should touch on doubt. So shout out to whoever said that. But yeah, man, this is something that I've been kind of dealing with recently, because it's like, man, we doubt in so many areas of our life. We doubt when it comes to finances. We doubt when it comes to, you know, relationships in our life that we want to last. We doubt when it comes to, you know, our health. It's a lot of things that we can have doubt with as far as our walk with God. So, man, I just want to encourage y'all to just give everything to God, man. That's the first thing I'm going to start with when it comes to doubt. Give everything to God. All your doubt, all your fear, all your worry, you know, just give everything to God. And there's so many scriptures that talk about this. My personal favorite scripture, I think, there's a lot of favorite scriptures I have, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. But, you know, the one that I literally have on my YouTube banner for a reason and in my bio is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your understanding. You know, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. There's a reason why, you know, the word of God is telling us not to lean on our own understanding, because it's so easy for us to doubt, man. It's so easy for us to worry, to get anxious about things. And it's because we don't have all the answers God has. You know, the Lord has our lives from start to finish. Think of it as a book. You know, we're only on one page or one paragraph of our life, but God has from front cover to end cover. The Lord has everything. He knows what's going to happen to us. He knows what we should stay away from. So it's like, when you think of it that way, it's like, man, why should I have doubt when I know that the creator of the universe, when I know that my maker, you know, the almighty creator, he has my life from start to finish. So why would I need to doubt? You know, once you start thinking of it that way, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. But you know, there's also Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So yeah, man, just another thing, it's telling you, be anxious for nothing. You know, whenever you pray, pray with thanksgiving, it tells you, and let your requests be made to God. So instead of like worrying yourself and being like, man, getting all down and talking to God and being like, God, why are you doing this? Or what's going on here? You know, instead of doing that, give everything to God, like I said, but, you know, do it in a way that shows that you have faith in the Lord. Do it in a way that it's like, okay, you're coming before the Lord in vulnerability, and you're like, God, I'm not really sure what you're doing in my life right here, but I just trust you anyway. Or God, you know, I'm not sure if this is the right move to make, but, you know, I know that you know better than me. So, Lord, I'm just going to trust you, and I'm just going to serve and honor you regardless. You know, do it with the heart posture of trusting God at the end of the day. You know, I know we're not going to be perfect. I know we're not all going to look at whatever situations are going on in our life and be like, hey, man, I'm perfectly happy with this. Like, I know things can happen. I'm realistic. I know you might be able to not be able to. I know you might lose your job. You know, I know you might lose relationships. I know you might be struggling as far as your finances, or you might be struggling as far as, you know, you got a math test coming up. It's random stuff, you know, that we might have doubt about. But instead of doubting, you know, give everything to God, because at the end of the day, man, the Lord's understanding is way above your own. Way above. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. Just put that in perspective. You know, we doubt, and a lot of times we doubt God, where it's like we think God can't handle something. We think God can't, you know, figure something out, and we think we know better than God. You don't even know what's going to happen in the next hour. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know. It could start raining in the next 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know. Obviously, there's weather forecasts and things like that, but y'all get my point. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we doubt God so much when it comes to situations in our life, when we don't even know what's to come in the future, but the Lord does. You know, if you read through the Word, there's plenty of prophecies that happen throughout the Bible where it's like people predict things from like 700 years in the past, and it's because of God's Word. You know, the Lord is able to do that, but we're not able to do that. So it's like, man, the Lord is Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end. He knows everything, God. So we got to give all of our doubt, all of our fear, all of our worry to Him. And his trust that he has the good at heart. He has better. He knows better than us. And he wants better for us, you know, because God loves us so much. I want to quickly read you guys a story in the Bible. And I'm not going to make this too long, but I want to go to John chapter 4, verse 46, because I want you guys to really think about this, because I know there's a lot of reasons why we deal with doubt. But this, man, this story in the Bible is so beautiful to me. It's so encouraging. You know, I saw this, I think I was listening to a sermon, and I thought I should really touch on this for this podcast. But so John chapter 4, verse 46. Now, this is a story in the Bible about, you know, this man, he comes to God because his son is sick, and he needs the Lord to heal him. He needs Jesus to heal him. So I'm going to start with verse 46. So it says, so Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea and into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So, like I said, man, this guy is coming up to Jesus, and he's like, God, like, I need you to heal my son. Like, he's back at home. He probably ran, like, I don't know how long just to get to Jesus. Now that he's finally there, he probably out of breath. You know, he probably already worrying because he doesn't know if his son actually made it or not. But he's just like, Jesus, I need you to heal my son. I need you to heal my son, right? Then Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. So Jesus is saying, like, a lot of us, man, you don't believe unless you actually see things happen for yourself. You don't believe unless the thing is right in front of you. And that's why Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. So, you know, we should be striving to have such faith and belief in God that we don't need to see the thing happen right in front of us. That we can be okay with, you know, I don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes, because we know that Jesus is going to work it out. So let me keep going before I keep talking about that. Let me keep going. Verse 49, it says, the nobleman said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. So the guy's like, Jesus, I need you now. Like, what do you mean? Like, my child is about to die. So can you come, like, heal him, type thing? And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. So this is crazy to me, because it's like this man goes before Jesus and he's like, my son is dying. Like, Jesus, I need you to heal him. And Jesus tells him, you know, go your way. Your son is healed. And notice how it says the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And then when he got back to his home, he discovered that his son was alive and well, and his son was healed. But I want you guys to really pay attention to the fact that it says that he believed the word that Jesus said. You know, many of us, we might get a word from Jesus, or the Holy Spirit might be telling us, you know, don't worry about it. You know, everything is gonna work itself out. And we start doubting God. Like, instead of believing the word that God gave us, we start doubting him. When we start worrying and acting like he can't work this out and he can't do this and that. But like it says, man, you know, many times our faith is very powerful. Our faith sometimes determines the outcome of our situation, which is really, you know, really impactful to me, because it's like, you know, the Bible also says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what you say also has a major impact on what's going to happen. So, you know what I mean? We have to really be intentional about how we're, you know, believing God, how we're having faith in God. And not everything is going to happen according to your timeline. So I don't want you guys to lose hope and start doubting when, you know, you're believing God for something and it doesn't look like it's working out. You know, it's been, you're like, Lord, it's been this amount of weeks. Lord, it's been this amount of years and it still hasn't happened. You know, I guess it's just not happening. That's how many of us get. But, you know, it's not everything is going to happen according to your timeline. Like I said, God knows way better than you. No, lean not unto your own. Whoa, I'm stuttering. My fault. I'm thinking about so many things in my head right now. But lean not unto your own understanding. You know, trust in the Lord instead, guys. You know, you never know. The Lord, you know, like I said, he knows way better than us. He may know that if he gives you this thing right now, you're going to use it in a way that, you know, doesn't glorify him. Or you might use it up in a way that, you know, you don't have as much later on, or whatever the case may be, you know. But God knows way better than you. So we have to trust him, man. We have to trust him. One thing that I really want you guys to think about is, instead of telling God how big your problems are, we got to start telling our problems how big our God is. Woo! Thank you, Holy Spirit, man. That's a message right there. Instead of telling God how big your problems are, like, man, going to God in frustration, like, God, I don't understand. How am I going to do this and this if this happened, and then I got to worry about this? You know, instead of doing all that, start speaking to your problems. Start speaking to your problems and saying, man, I know this looks rough, but my God is so much bigger than this. I'm not even worried. I'm just going to trust God and believe God, because I know everything is going to work out for good to those that love God. That's Romans 8:28. You know, speak to your problems. You know, start rebuking the doubt that comes into your mind. Start rebuking the worry and anxiety that comes into your mind. You know, we treat these problems as if they're bigger than God. We treat these problems as if they're something that God can't handle. But no, the Lord is so much bigger than any of your problems. I promise you guys, the Lord is, there's nothing that God can't handle. There's nothing that the Lord can't deliver you from. So, you know, as far as doubt goes, we got to just give everything to God, man. And this is going to be a process. It's going to be something that, you know, takes a lot of belief. You know, I'm sure for this guy and the story I just read for you guys, I'm sure when Jesus said, you know, go your way, your son lives, I'm sure it was probably a natural thing for him to say, like, he lives, like, you didn't even lay a hand on him. You know, that could probably be tough in that situation, to run all the way back home and just trust the fact that Jesus already made it happen. But that's the type of faith that we didn't have, man. That's the type of faith we need to have, because that's powerful. So, yeah, man, as far as doubt, guys, I encourage you to just think about this, to truly think about, you know, are you trusting in your own understanding more than you're trusting in God's wisdom? You know, and if you are, you really have to change that, because, man, the Lord knows so much better than us, guys. You know, I lie to you not. There's so many situations in my life where I didn't even know it was going to work out. But because I trusted God, it worked out so much better than I could have even, you know, thought of on my own. You know, a good example of this is, you know, during high school, I was running track, right? And I was really believing God for a scholarship. I also played basketball, but I ran track too. And I was really believing God for a scholarship, you know, to go play D1 at whatever college. It didn't really matter. I was just trying to play D1. And it was looking like it wasn't going to happen. It was like late. It was like getting late into senior year or something like that. I still didn't have a scholarship. You know, I had a teacher that was telling me, you know, at this point, it's just too late. You're not really going to get a scholarship. So I'm not saying everyone was doubting me, because there was a lot of people that thought I had that potential to play D1. But, you know, that doubt started creeping in my mind. But because I knew who my God was, because I knew that, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I had that belief, and I was working toward my goal, because it says faith without works is dead. So it's not like I was just believing God, like, Lord, I'm about to go D1, but I wasn't practicing, I wasn't working hard. No, I was doing my part too. So I was really believing God, and man, how it happened was so crazy, man. I got, you know, this call from a coach so late into senior year, man. It was crazy. It was like almost summertime. And you know, now thanks to the Lord, man, I give God all the glory and praise. I'm running D1, and I'm just really grateful, man. But that's the type of things the Lord can do. It's just, you know, you can't have that doubt to where you're limiting God and keeping him kind of on this platform where it's like, okay, God, I think this is a little bit too big for you. So you know, you can do these things in my life, but you know, I don't think you can really touch that. But nah, the Lord is able to do so much more than we could even imagine. So I want to encourage you guys in that, man. You know, don't doubt the Lord. Don't have doubt in your. And I know there's going to be some doubt that kind of creeps into your mind. But whenever you get those feelings, or whenever you get those thoughts, man, always rebuke those things and always speak to those things and say, "My God is so much bigger than this." You know, quote the scripture, quote the scripture, and I promise you guys, you know, it'll make a big difference in your life. I'm gonna give you guys one more scripture so you guys can really take this away from this message. But if you go to 1 Peter 5:7. It says, you know, to cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. So everything, you know, you may be overthinking about, everything you kind of may be desiring, or whatever the case may be, or worrying about, you know, cast all your cares before God, because he has the best interest for you. And not everything is going to be answered. It's not like, God, I pray for $1 million and it's just going to drop in my lap. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, ask the Lord, how can your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? And ask God, man, Lord, give me strength in this situation. Give me wisdom to have on how to handle this situation. You know, when we pray, you know, ask for the spirit, the fruits of the spirit. Ask the Lord for how you can love more, for how you can have more patience. You know, all these types of things. So yeah, man, that was a lot for doubt. I know I kind of was getting a little bit off topic in certain ways, but yeah, man, that's important. And just the last thing I want to talk about, guys, is your gifts. So this is something actually that I got asked recently, from a friend. He was kind of, you know, just asking me. Not really asking me, but kind of telling me that he was a little worried about, you know, what his purpose might be in life. And that's a common thing to kind of, you know, think about, is what's my purpose? And obviously this can tie into doubt a little bit, but you know, as far as our purpose, one thing that the Lord's been showing me lately is that we all have gifts that God's given us. You know, maybe this is, you can sing really well and you're really good at that. Maybe this is, you're an athlete and, you know, it's just, you've been good at every sport you touch. You know, maybe it's, you're a writer. Maybe it's, you know, you have a gifted mind to where, you know, you could be a math major or something like that. We all have gifts that God has given us, and it's important to recognize these gifts, number one. But also it's important to realize that every gift you have is on purpose and for a purpose. I'm gonna say that again. Every gift you have is on purpose and for a purpose. You know, God doesn't make mistakes, guys. Nothing God does by accident. You know, everything in the Bible, everything. You know, all the stories that span across like 1,000 years, everything lines up. All the prophecies, everything lines up. You know, God makes no mistakes. Everything in the word is here for a reason, and everything that God places in our life are there for a reason. So, you know, there may be things in your life that is in your life so that you can grow from it, so that you can learn from it. There may be things in your life that are there just for your enjoyment, you know, just to kind of grow your mind and grow your love for something. You know, you never know what the Lord is doing in your life, but you know, we all have these talents. We all have these God-given abilities that we're supposed to use, man. We're supposed to use them. And I'm not going to tell you guys how to use your gifts, because I don't even know what gifts you guys have. You know, I'm not even in the place to say that. But I encourage you guys to really ask the Lord. You know, first of all, if you don't even know what you're really gifted at, ask the Lord. You know, Lord, what are the things that you gifted me with? What are the abilities and the characteristics that you gifted me with? And once the Lord is kind of showing you that, you know, ask God, how can I use these gifts? And more importantly, how can I use these gifts to glorify and honor you, to bring honor to your kingdom? You know, not to let my will be done, but your will be done in my life. Because, you know, for example, like if God gifted me in a way to where, you know, let's think of an example. Like I have really fast reflexes, you know, for example, or I'm really gifted with, you know, how to what's a good example? Holy Spirit, help me. You know, think of like magicians, for example, how they have like the sleight of hand just down pat. And I'm just really good at that. I'm just really good at moving quickly, at, you know, not letting people notice certain things. You know, that's really cool. And I could use that for, you know, something that glorifies God. But let's say I use it in a way to where now I'm like going around and I'm just stealing. I'm like pickpocketing people when I walk by them. You know, that doesn't glorify God. You know, you have to use them in a way that, you know, glorifies God's kingdom. So ask God, you know, what you can do to glorify him. You know, don't use your gifts for selfish purposes, is basically what I was trying to say by that example. You know, don't use your gifts and think about the fact like, man, how can I just benefit myself during this? How can I make money through this? How can I, you know, get all the things, you know, stop thinking selfishly. Instead, you got to think about not only think about how it can please God, but think about how it can please others. You know what I mean? Because one thing we have to realize is that God gives you gifts, and part of the ways that you can use that gift is to help other people. So let's say, for example, you know, I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of my testimony. You know, I feel like the Lord has really gifted me in a way to where I can make content creation. I'm a very creative person, very creative mind. You know, I know kind of how to connect to people. I'm very personable. Like if you meet me, I'm gonna be just like I am now. I'm gonna just talk to you. You know, I'm a nice guy. The Lord has kind of gifted me with in that sense. And you know, for a while, I thought it was just so I can make money off social media, just so I can make viral videos and make foolishness on the internet. And kind of, you know, for a while, I was making kind of content that was not pleasing God, to say the least. But yeah, so I kind of have been gifted to kind of whatever I touch, whether that's, you know, YouTube now, but whether that's Instagram, whether that's TikTok, you know, I've always kind of had a knack for how to make social content and how to, you know, build a platform. And for me, like I said, I thought it was just for selfish reasons. I was like, man, I'm about to get rich. I'm about to, you know, get this woman or whatever case may be. But, you know, it's one thing that the Lord has showed me recently is that God has given me that ability and that platform so that I can reach people for Christ. And that's what I'm doing now. So I feel so much more humbled. I feel so much more at peace and knowing the fact that, you know, this wasn't just for me. This was for people to hear God's word. This was for people who may have never heard the gospel before, who may have never went to church, you know, or never opened up the Bible. This is a chance for them to truly hear from someone who isn't just a pastor, who isn't just their parent, who isn't just a friend. This is someone that they can connect with online who's, you know, just like them. Guys, I'm 20 years old. You know, I've been through some of the same struggles y'all went through. And, you know, I can really, you know, connect with you guys in that way. So you guys can look at me and be like, man, he's really on fire for God. You know, maybe I should strive to be like that. So that's how I really feel like God is using my gift right now. And, you know, you have different gifts for different seasons. I'm not saying that you have one gift that it's like all you're supposed to do is do this in life, you know, because there's different gifts that God blesses us with. But yeah, man, it's just important to think about these gifts, to ask God if you're unsure about these gifts, to ask the Lord, you know, how I can use them to your glory. And, you know, first of all, like I said, what are my gifts? But yeah, man, God's blessed us with multiple things. You know, I'm not just an athlete. Like I said, God's blessed me with that gift so that maybe, you know, I can have a scholarship so that I won't have to pay for school. You know, that might be part of my purpose during that season. But you know, there's a time and a place for every season. There's, you know, you might have a purpose for every season. And I feel like my purpose during this season is to spread the gospel through my YouTube. And who knows? Maybe I can end up preaching in a church. Maybe I can end up, you know, being a missionary. I don't know how far the Lord wants to take me yet, but all I know is that, you know, I want to use this gift and I want to use it however God wants me to use it. I don't want to use it in a way that, you know, I just feel like I'm looking to my own personal gain and I just have my own personal ambitions. No, like, you know, yes, you can have your own goals, but think about how the Lord's will is going to be done in your earth on this earth and in your life. Think about how God wants you to use that gift. And like I said, man, I can't tell you that. You know, there's not going to be social media posts that are going to be able to tell you that. There's not going to be a friend that's like, yeah, this is what God wants you to do. No, the only thing you can, you know, understand how to use your gifts with is from God, man. Just seeking God, that's the only way. And you know, you guys are going to hear me say this throughout my podcast. You guys have probably heard me say this throughout my YouTube. But you know, everything you're struggling with, everything you're, you know, you don't fully understand how it works, or you're kind of curious about, you're worrying about, you know, anything that any answers you need, everything is in the Word of God. Everything is in God, man. So, you know, God wants to be that help in your life. God wants to be that best friend where it's like the same way you go to your best friend and be like, man, you know, this happened, then she was talking about this. You know, I know we go to our friends like this and you know, tell them everything that's going about our day, tell them everything that we're struggling with and everything we want. You know, the same reason, I mean, the same ways we go to our friends, you know, we should be going to God. And I know we have to have certain reverence when we go to God. We can't just be like, yo, God, what up with this? You know, we got to have reverence when we go to the Lord, but the Lord wants to be your best friend. You know, talk to God about these things. Give God everything you're struggling with and you're dealing with. Tell the Lord, man, Lord, I'm confused during this season, or Lord, you know, I'm not really sure how to use my gifts. You know, can you help me? You know, talk to God as if he's your friend. Talk to God as if he's your father, because he is. He's your heavenly father. He wants to help you. He wants to instruct you in all these areas of your life, but you know, he can't do it unless you let him. You know, God is not a selfish God. He's not a God that is just gonna, you know, have robots in this earth and be like, everyone here that I created is going to serve me. Everyone here that I created is going to do the exact thing that I tell them at the exact moment, and there's nothing they can do about it. And it's just going to they're just going to let it happen. You know, God is not that type of God, or else that wouldn't be love. But God is forever loving, forever gracious. You know, it says in the word that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it's not like the Lord is only loving sometimes and only patient with you sometimes, and he's only going to direct you in this area of your life if he feels like it. No, every quality and characteristic that God has, he's always like that. He's always loving. He's always kind. He's always patient. So you can count on God. I know you can't always count on everyone in his life. I know you can't always count on the advice from people or people showing up for you, but you can always count on God, guys. You can always count on God. And I know I'm kind of getting off course a little bit as far as my message, but I just want to encourage you guys, because, you know, everything you're looking for is in God, man. Open up God's word, truly dive into the word, and I promise you guys, you'll get answers through time, in due time. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, and it very well can happen overnight. But, man, I promise you guys, God will never fail you. The Lord will never fail you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there with open arms, you know, waiting for you to truly seek him, waiting for you to truly abide in him. You know, and the closer you abide in with God, the more, you know, life will just become clear. You know, the more you won't even have to, you know, as far as doubt, you won't even have to worry about where you're going, or you won't have to worry about, you know, what gifts do I have and how do I use them. You won't even have to try to be obedient more in your life. It'll just come second nature. It'll just be something that, you know, is like, I can't help but, you know, spend more time with God. I can't help but to walk in the fruits of God. And that's how you really want to live. And like I said, you're not going to be perfect, but, you know, as long as you're intentional, God can work with that. You know, as long as you're intentional, God can work with that. He doesn't have robots, but, you know, he wants you to have that free will in order to say, okay, man, I can't do this life alone. I need God. You know, that's where God wants you to be. And that's where that true love happens. That's where that, you know, love of God truly happens is, man, I can't do this alone. I need God, and I'm going to abide in God. I'm going to be obedient before the Lord. I'm going to do all this because I know that, you know, Jesus is King. Jesus is my almighty creator. So I'm going to abide in him, and I'm going to listen to his every command. You know, that's the heart posture, and that's the mindset that we have to have, you know. And it's going to be a process, guys. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a process. You're going to struggle sometimes. You're going to fall, and you're going to have to get back up sometimes. But, hey, man, I like the quote that says, if you never fall, how are you going to know what getting up feels like? I think Steph Curry said that. Shout out Curry, my favorite player. He really the GOAT for real. He might be, y'all think he top five all time? He might be top five all time. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But, hey, man, that's topic for another day. But, yeah, bro, this truly says God, man. That's all I can say. I'm going to leave you guys with, like, one more scripture. Because I was just thinking about this when I was talking about, you know, don't lean on your understanding and, you know, just go to God and he'll give you all the answers you need. And by saying that, I'm not going to say that God is going to give you every answer. Like, okay, I'm doing this, this, and this in your life. And you're going to go here and then this is going to happen and you're going to meet her. You know, the Lord isn't going to give you everything that clearly all the time. But what I mean by God is going to give you answers is maybe the Lord will give you, you know, what step to take in that moment. And you're not going to see how it's going to pan out in the long run. But the Lord is going to say, okay, just do this for me. Or, okay, just be still and wait for my next instruction. You know, God is not always going to tell you the exact thing, but, you know, I think it says somewhere in the book of John that, you know, the Lord maybe, you know, trying to get you to do this or this, and you're not going to understand it in the moment, but Jesus said, you'll understand after this. Meaning when everything is all said and done, you'll look back and you'll be like, man, I'm so glad that God told me to do this, this, and this. I'm so glad that the Lord was leading me here and not in my own way, because, you know, like I said, man, God knows way better than y'all. But the last scripture I want to give you guys is in Psalm 119, which if you haven't tapped into Psalm 119, you got to tap in because it has some great stuff in there. I got to tap back in myself. But what it says is, I'm sorry for being long-winded, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting used to this podcast, and I'm going to try not to make it like 3 hours long because I like to gap, personally. But Psalm 119, chapter 10, I said chapter. Lord, help me. Psalm chapter 119, verse... Thank you. Verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's a great verse, man. It's literally telling us everything that's summed up in this video, man. Your word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path. All it's basically saying is, man, spending time in God's word, you know, really paying attention to God's word, it just makes your path clear. It just places a lamp and a light into your path. You know, many of us, we're walking and our path is in darkness. And I'm speaking in, you know, spiritual terms. Our path is in darkness because we're not trusting in God. We're living however we want. We're trying to figure out things on our own. We're trying to go through the motions instead of just trusting in our almighty creator who has everything at heart. I mean, who has everything, you know, already under control. You know, just imagine if, someone, let's say you have a teacher who's like, okay, I'm going to spend as much time as you need, the day before coming up for this test. I'm going to spend as much time as you need going through these problems and making sure you understand everything so that you can get 100% on this test. You know, if someone said that to us, most of us, I'd hope, would say, yeah, like, let's do that. But instead, let's say you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to go through it myself. And you haven't looked over any of the material. You're brand new to this course. You don't know what you're doing. And instead of receiving the free wisdom that your teacher is about to give you, you just decide to do it on your own. And now you flunk the test. But many of us, we do that in our lives. We just disregard God and act like he doesn't exist and act like we don't need him, except for in certain scenarios that we get ourselves in. When we get ourselves in trouble, we're like, okay, God, now I need you. Can you come save me? But no, we need God all the time. It's not just pick and choose when you want to trust God. We need God all the time, guys. We need God all the time. And, having that mindset of like, I need God in every area of my life, having that mindset of like, I can't live without God. And, I just want to be so obedient before God that it's like, I can't live without him. Having that mindset is going to keep you obedient before God. It's going to keep you away from temptation and the lust of the flesh and sin and all those things. It's going to keep you from having doubt and worry and anxiety in your life. And it's also going to, keep you on the right path where it's like, okay, I know what I'm doing with my gifts that God has provided me. So, I'm saying all this to kind of connect the dots and be like, man, as far as obedience, doubt, and understanding what your gifts are and how to use them, guys, all these things are in the word. And I could say that's this for every message because everything is in the word. But yeah, guys, I really want to, kind of drill that in and tell you guys that anything you're struggling with is in the word of God, guys. But yeah, I'm kind of going to wrap it up there because I don't want to keep being redundant and repeating the same things, even though I feel like it's good to repeat these things so it can really, get into your spirit and get into your heart. But I hope you guys really enjoyed this first episode. It was a lot of content in this first episode. Like I said, I'm still getting used to this podcast format because it's like, it's kind of weird. It's like, I almost can make this episode as long as I wanted to, which is kind of cool in a way, though. I ain't gonna lie. Because on YouTube, I just try to make my videos like no more than like 15 minutes or 20 minutes max. I don't really want to go over that. But podcasts, y'all, first of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to guys. I can't talk. Oh, my gosh. That's how I know I've been talking too much. It's a little late right now, too. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to all you guys. You guys mean so much more to me than you can even imagine. I'm really grateful for what the Lord is doing in my life. I'm really grateful that you guys are just taking the time to tune in right now, supporting me. If you're listening up to this point, I'm sure most people just kind of clicked off this podcast already. But if you're listening up to this point, man, I love y'all, man. I love y'all so much. Thank you guys for all the support. There's going to be so many more episodes coming out. I'm thinking about if I want to do like one per week type thing or if I want to do like multiple per week. But I'm kind of going to be led by the Holy Spirit, like I said. I don't like try to figure these things out on my own, but yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys can let me know what other topics you want me to discuss, but I kind of have some ideas that I want to discuss in the future and in the future episodes. And I might talk about my testimony a little bit more in episode number 2, but yeah, guys, this was episode number 1 of the Just Third podcast. Hope you all enjoyed. I hope the Lord continues to bless you. And I pray that the Lord continues to, show you which way to go, that you'll prosper in all your areas of life. And yeah, man, just keep trusting God. Don't lean on your own understanding. And I promise you everything will work itself out. Yeah, I love you guys so much, but Jesus loves you so much more. Hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, amazing rest of your night, rest of your week, whatever is going on in your life. I pray the Lord continues to guide you. But yeah, like I said, man, I hope you guys got something out of this. I love you all, but Jesus loves you so much more. And I'll see you guys in the next episode or on YouTube or wherever you go. But yeah, all right, we out.